From within the static, this is the voice. The day begins, the world spins, a million miles away from anything or anyone. Join us. This is our program.
Hey, man, what's going on?
I don't really know. I feel like I've got a bad case of deja vu.
What?
Deja vu.
Oh, weird. I could have sworn you'd said that before.
Good day, I'm Brad Hammer, and this is the news. In today's top story, Halley's Comet made a surprise U-turn and is heading out of the galaxy. A spokesman for Kitt's Peak Observatory said that a radio telescope picked up a message from the comet, stating that it was tired of being blamed for all of the problems of the human race and won't be back until we get our shit together. In other news, Jacques Cousteau announced today that his next underwater exploration would be to study the mating habits of California hot tub users. Cousteau says that the latest developments in underwater photography has enabled him to work in the dangerously turbulent waters. In Champaign, Illinois, they've counted the cash, and it's a disappointing $8 million. Country singer Willie Nelson organized the nationally televised rock concert Farm Aid in an attempt to raise money for the plight of the American farmers. But Willie Nelson is not the only celebrity organizing charity fundraisers. Today, Marlon Perkins, host of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, announced that he was organizing a charity convention of insurance salesmen to help the destitute reptiles in the Florida Everglades. The 80-year-old host of Wild Kingdom said that his charity drive, known as Gator Aid, will attempt to raise enough money to keep snakes from becoming cowboy boots. The Reverend Jerry Falwell, who is actually a cowboy becoming a snake, is raising money with his charity drive, Lemonade, for the down-and-out used car salesman. In Washington, our White House correspondent had the opportunity to meet President Reagan in a very unique way. We go now to Bill Schotsky, reporting live from inside President Reagan's head. Hello, Bill. Can you hear me?
Yes, Brad, I can hear you. I'm coming to you live from inside President Reagan's head. It seems to be a very large and empty area that's rather dusty and lit by a very dim bulb. I'm moving now towards Mr. Reagan's cerebral cortex, the center of reasoning, man's seat of intelligence, the master computer of the body. Just have to get through these cobwebs here. Yuck! There seems to be a mess in here, a couple of MX missiles laying around. Here we are now at the cortex. It's not what I expected. It seems to be small and withered, covered with dust. There seems to be something spray painted on it.
Can you read what it says, Bill?
Let me wipe the dust away, Brad. It says, Bonzo was here.
Bill, is there anything in that vast dusty expanse that might shed some light on what makes our president tick?
Well, Brad, I have found this tape recorder. Perhaps if we listen to the tape, we may understand the man. Listen to Nancy. Listen to Nancy. She's always right. Listen to Nancy. She's always right.
Well, thank you, Bill. Interesting report from inside President Reagan's head. Coming up next is today's weather sounds with Windy Sky. But before we hear from Wendy, I've just been handed a bulletin. A tragic story from the Florida Everglades. Marlon Perkins, host of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, was killed by an alligator. A spokesman for Mutual of Omaha described the attack as cruel and senseless. Only a slimy reptile would attack an old man that needed a walker to wrestle wild animals. Let's check in with our mobile weather meteorologist, Wendy Sky. Hi, Wendy. How's the weather sounding today?
Hi, Brad. I'm not quite sure what it's like outside. Why don't we take a peek? It's all wet out there. I think your wardrobe for today should include something waterproof. This is Wendy Sky, your weather meteorologist, reporting to you from Inside and Out, KRAP Studios.
You are listening to KRAP Radio, the station that is full of it.
My daughter, I'm so proud of her. Instead of wanting to go to a four-year college, she decided to go to Barney's Business School. At Barney's Business School, my daughter will learn business skills and be in the real world in just 6 months.
50,000 for 6 months is reasonable.
She'll get a job with advancement opportunities and double her income in about 3 years.
Who cares if she can read or not?
That's 3 years she would have been studying in a four-year college. Who needs things like English and biology?
Stay a peasant. Go to Barney's.
Barney's, a faster college, quicker.
Hello, everybody. Eunice Muckraker here, bringing you, our devoted listeners, this week's Misadventures in Great Music, featuring our dedicated staff here at KRAP Radio. This week, we bring you one of my all-time favorites, Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. Oh, I always did want to be a ballerina, but Mom wouldn't let me. However, continuing on, of particular note on this piece, Brad Hammer is the feature musician. Toeshoes and all, he's playing the xylophone.
Miss Indiana.
Da 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 da. Jiggle, swagger, strut.
Twirl, twirl, twirl.
Strut, jiggle, swagger, jiggle.
Twirl, twirl, twirl.
Thump, thump, thump.
There's just not enough room in here.
Able to take 25 credit hours and still hold down a full-time job, has a spotless 4-point GPA, and is always in the latest fashions. It's a nerd! It's a brain! It's Superstudent! When we last left Superstudent, he had just found out that the next day was his biology midterm. Not having gone to class since the first day, he is unscathed. We join Superstudent as he finds a seat near his good friend Marcel. Oh.
Super! What are you doing here? I thought you had dropped this class.
I never drop classes.
But you haven't been coming, and today's the midterm.
Yes, I know. Originally, I took this class because I knew I could just take the test without ever really having to listen to a lecture.
Wow! You are so brave.
Now, class, will you please be quiet as I pass out the exams? Ah, Mr. Superstudent, I see you have graced us with your presence.
Yes, I thought this was one day you couldn't possibly do without me.
Well, that's your mistake. I don't know how you could possibly pass this exam.
Well, to be truthful, I read the textbook for a weekend's enjoyment. Great book, real entertainment.
Oh, I see. Well, good luck.
Gee, I stayed up all night cramming for this. I still don't remember a thing.
Oh, come on. How difficult can molecular biology be? Ha ha ha.
Now, class, please, no more talking.
Gee, where's my pen? Oh, no, I don't have one.
Will Superstudent lower himself to borrow a pen from Marcel, or will he just fail the exam? Tune in for the next action-packed adventure of Superstudent when Marcel says...
What the hell's deoxynucleic acid?
And now is the time to shape up and down and up and over and side and side and squeeze and bend.
Oops.
Like, wow, here we are cooking vegetarian style with Val the Valley Girl. Today we're going to be cooking a totally tubular dish, the veggie salad. First you like need some really crisp lettuce. Then you like have to tear the lettuce into like bite-sized pieces. Then you like, wow, get a ripe tomato and cut it up into these really far out slices. Then you like, you know the cucumbers you like keep your Valley Girl complexion with? were like far out. You can actually eat them. Isn't that like completely rad? So you cut the cucumber in slices just like for a face pack and put them in with the lettuce and tomato. And like for sure you have the Valley Girl veggie salad. We're like, how grody. We're out of time for this week. But like it's been a completely rad experience. And remember to like for sure stay tuned to KRAP Radio for more totally tubular programming.
And now for something personal.
Professional male basset hound, 9 years old, successful, single, attractive, athletic, and well-traveled, would like to be a sugar doggy to some sweet young female, no large breeds. If interested, please send photo and alley number to KRAP Box 59, personal ad number 289.
Ring, ring, ring. Hello? You must have the wrong number.
This has been KRAP Radio, the station that is full of it.